Hello, friends. It's Friday. That means it's time for Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro. Every Friday at 5 p.m., we start the weekend off right with 15 minutes of financial fitness tips to help women learn how to flex their financial muscles live on Facebook. Today's guest is a gem. Cameron Huddleston is an award-winning personal finance journalist and author of this incredibly cool book called Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have Essential Conversations with Your Parents About Their Finances. This topic is near and dear to Rita's heart and mine as well, and it's been the theme of most of our shows this month, caring well for the elderly. So take it away, ladies.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Hope. And Cameron, thank you so much for being here. Just before we went live, we were talking about the different terminology, caring well for the elderly, caring well for aging Americans, older Americans, but let's get to it. Thank you for all the work you're doing in this space and the awareness. One of the things I thought was fascinating is it is well documented that a decline and financial capabilities is an early sign of cognitive decline. And so researchers at Johns Hopkins University found that those with Alzheimer's and other related related dementias, cognitive decline, cognitive impairment, were more likely to miss bill payments 6 months before diagnosis. So this is the $64,000 question. Does it mean it would be a good idea for adult children to be monitoring their finances? And how do we navigate this?
So it is a good idea to monitor your parents' finances. And I hate to correct you, Rita, but I'm going to point out it was 6 years before a diagnosis, 6 years. And so actually, we can probably diagnose dementia in the wallet before in a doctor's office. As crazy as that sounds, but it's true. But how many of us have parents who are going to say, okay, kids, let you take a peek at my finances. Let me let you see what's going on in the bank account. It's not something that mom and dad are probably going to come and offer up to us. And so that's why it's important for us, the adult children, to be talking to our parents and letting them know that we want some information about their finances. Now, we don't want to scare them and say, mom and dad, I need to be looking at your bank account to make sure you're not making mistakes that could be a sign of dementia. That's going to put your parents on the defensive right away, right? that's not the right way to go about this conversation. We want to approach this from a place of love and respect. And, you know, maybe you don't want to bring up the whole dementia issue at first. You don't want your parents to think that you are, you know, questioning their ability to handle their finances. You just want to let them know, mom and dad, I love you. I care about you. I want to be able to help you if you ever need any help. But in order to help you, I'm going to need some information. And so you can start it that way.
I love it. And you know what? I think I saw 6 years, but I might have said 6 days, 6 months, 6 weeks, but you're right. Like these signs can indicate something could be happening later on. I know that you wrote a whole book about this. In fact, many of the financial advisors in the financial planning community here in the Nashville Capital Area put that on their must read list or best book to have list. So you have lots of fans and supporters here in the DMV.
Well, I also have wonderful people like you who helped contribute to my book and provide great advice. And so, you know, not only does my book include my story of helping my mom because she had Alzheimer's, but I reached out to people like you, Rita, who gave their professional advice on how to have these conversations and what information you should be gathering and what you can do to protect your parents as they age.
So if you don't mind, I mean, we know that you wrote a book about this. We know it was based on your experience. I mean, writing that must have been very difficult because you're wearing your journalist hat. You're also thinking about your caregiving hat. If you're comfortable, can you share a little bit of insight about this?
Sure. So I wrote the book because, as I mentioned, my experience with my mother, she was 65 years old when she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. I was only 35. I had two toddlers at the time. I now have three kids, and I had not had detailed conversations with my mom about her finances. suddenly I realized I needed to get some information. I needed to make sure she met with an attorney to update all of her legal documents, to name me her power of attorney so I could make financial decisions and transactions for her as her memory declined. But I had to play detective because I didn't have details and I didn't want people to make the same mistake I made, which was waiting until an emergency to have these conversations. These conversations need to happen while your parents are still healthy and relatively young so that you can get the information you need to make sure they have these legal documents, because once someone is no longer competent, they can no longer sign those power of attorney documents, the healthcare proxy documents, the wills. And at that point, you had to go through the court system in order to be able to have that legal right to make financial and healthcare decisions for your parent. And it's awful. I mean, you're putting your parent on trial to prove that they're no longer competent. And so I want people to avoid ending up in these situations. And I also want people to realize that it's a good idea to start getting that insight into your parents' finances while they're still healthy so that you can catch those signs, those early signs of cognitive decline, because if they're making mistakes, those small mistakes can easily add up to really big financial problems. And it's much easier to deal with those mistakes when they're small. Catch them early.
So what are some little mistakes or warning signs, red flags that we should share with our viewers and listeners?
So of course, if your parents are willing to let you take a sneak peek at their bank account, whether that's by, you know, allowing you view only access, or maybe even using, there's a new service called Careful that lets you link your financial accounts and you can create a circle of trusted family members and financial professionals. And so they could add you as a trusted family member, and then you're going to get to kind of see what's going on. You don't have access to make any transactions. You just get view only. So you get alerts when something has happened, like a missed payment. But you know, if your parents aren't willing to let you get that peek into their finances, you want to look for other signs that they might be having issues, such as little post-it notes around the house, reminding them to do things, or notes scribbled on scrap pieces of paper, notes written all in the calendar, notes that you didn't notice before, reminders that are everywhere throughout the house. You know, if the house was once always very tidy and now mom and dad are having a hard time keeping it clean, if they are asking questions and repeating themselves, you know, we do experience memory loss as we age, but there's a difference between, oh, where did I put my keys, and your parents asking you the same question again and again and again because they don't remember having that conversation. So if you start to notice that things are off, don't ignore those signs. You need to start getting involved, making sure they go to the doctor. It's not necessarily Alzheimer's. It could be some other health issue that can be treated, you know, and it might mean that you need to start getting involved with their finances to protect their financial well-being.
No, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I advise clients to consider is to add a secondary contact. This person does not have trading capabilities. It's just, in the event you don't hear from the client, is there someone that I can contact? That's been helpful. Another thing is, again, you need the client's permission, but duplicate statements. This person does not have trading capabilities, but they can receive those statements. That's helpful. You know, we want to, like you said, come from a place of care and respect. So I know you spoke about Careful, and Careful is a tool, but what other ways can we monitor our parents' finances? I know we learned a little bit about what are some red flags, but there is tools. What if people aren't comfortable with technology? What is it that we should be looking for, and what can we do to help our parents?
So, I mean, technology is great. And if your parents are comfortable with technology, encourage them to use it with an app such as Careful, or maybe they don't want to sign up for an app, but maybe they're willing to add your email or your phone number to those alerts that maybe they've set up with their bank and credit card. And if they've signed up for alerts with their bank to get messages when there are transactions on their account, they can perhaps add your phone number too, so that you also get those alerts when there are transactions. I mean, I have alerts set up for my credit card and my checking account. And anytime a transaction's made, I get an alert, and that helps me spot fraudulent transactions if there are any. I mean, it's helped me catch fraudulent transactions with my credit card because someone got the number and I get this alert and I'm like, I didn't make that purchase. So if your parents are willing to use technology, that's super helpful. If not, you might want to start out by asking to help them go through their mail if you live close to them. You know, mom and dad, I'm sure you're getting all sorts of junk mail. I'd love to help you go through your mail and just weed out the junk so that we can get all the bills together and organized. Maybe you sit down and make a list of those bills and, hey, maybe I can help you find some ways to save money. We'll go through your bills and see what sort of services you don't need. This gives you insight. Maybe I can help you set up automatic payments if they're not already doing that. Find ways to offer them help. You don't want to say, I need to do this for you because you can't do it, but let me take this task off your plate. Offering them help makes it a win-win. If they're willing to accept that help, then you're going to start getting some insight into their finances.
Absolutely. And what do you think is the number one? I mean, there's probably several, but in your experience, because you're a journalist, people probably share their stories, you speak with advisors, what are some reasons why, you know, parents don't want to, or kids don't want to talk to their parents about this?
It's a role reversal. It means that the parents are having to accept the fact that someday their kids might have to help them. And for the kids, it's uncomfortable because they don't want to have to feel like they are parenting a parent. And it's an awkward conversation to have. Some parents might be reluctant to talk because they're embarrassed about their financial situation, or they just might think it's none of their kids' business, but it is. I mean, as you age, you might not need any caregiving support, but even as you get older, our financial decision-making ability declines. And it's nice to have that second set of eyes on our finances, someone who's looking out for our financial well-being. And so I encourage every parent out there to be having these conversations with their adult children. And I encourage all adult children to have these conversations with their parents. Like I said, it's so much easier to have these conversations when everyone is relatively young and healthy, when there isn't an emergency, because when that emergency happens, emotions are running high. And really the last thing anyone's going to want to talk about is finances.
Absolutely. And I shared this with you before, but I think it's important to share. So after the birth of my second child, my mom was 53 and my dad was 67. 53 is incredibly young. And I don't know, I used the birth of my second child as kind of like a nudge to get them to plan. And at that time, my mom said, isn't this for old people? I think that I was like quite witty. I was like, Mom, you're young and beautiful. The reason why we're doing this now is because it would be inappropriate for me to make decisions for you. I want you to have independence and control. And then my mom was like, yeah, I like to be in control, but I don't know. Like, it just struck me that here I had these two kids and how would I care for my parents? I felt overwhelmed. And you know what? They did plan. They didn't do it that day, but they did it later on that year. And so I used that life event as kind of a nudge to get them to take meaningful action.
Right. And using those life events, current events, I mean, we're still in a pandemic and that can be your jumping off point. You know, mom and dad, I'm still worried if something were to happen to you, I need to know how to pay your bills if you're in the hospital. Or you can even talk about your own financial planning experience. Mom and dad, I have been meeting with a financial planner. I've been meeting with an attorney. I just updated all my legal documents. I want you to know where my documents are. By the way, where are yours? Where can I find them in case of emergency? So you can use your own experience to start the conversation. And if you're really young, you can go to your parents and ask them for advice. Hey, do I need life insurance now that I'm married? Should I have a will now that I have kids? Ask them for advice, and then their responses are going to give you insight into what sort of planning they've done.
I love that. So where can we follow your work?
Well, you can find me at CameronHuddleston.com. And if you want tips on financial caregiving, that is helping aging adults with their daily money matters, you can get those at getcarefulwith2ls.com.
Well, thank you so much. Now back to you, Hope.
Okay. Well, that was so fabulous. I love the title of your book, you know, Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk. It's so clever. And the content is so important. And this will be an upcoming cover story. Rita's done so many of these fantastic interviews about this important topic. So you will be part of that, Cameron. And we will send people to your book on Amazon with links and also to your website, of course. And Rita, so this is Friday's episode coming to a close. Tell our guests, our audience, our listeners about next week's guest, David Ambrose.
So next week is October 1st, and David Ambrose will be here to talk about financial wellness in the workplace. So you don't want to miss this one.
Yeah, David's in Richmond, Virginia. He's at Mass Mutual and he's a fitness guru, as is his wife. So she will be an upcoming guest as well. She helps people figure out their body fat and how to eat for their metabolism. Such good stuff. So Cameron, thank you for being here. Rita, of course, thank you. And thanks to all of our audience members for joining us Friday at 5 p.m. for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. We'll see you next Friday.